This episode is brought to you in part by the American Homebrewers Association, the folks behind the Brew Guru app, which helps beer lovers like you find deals and discounts at homebrew shops, beer bars, and craft breweries. Download Brew Guru at homebrewersassociation.org. That's homebrewersassociation.org. Welcome to Basic Brewing Radio for Thursday, September 19th, 2019. I'm James Spencer. Here at Basic Brewing Radio, we're all about home brewing. This week, Steve Wilkes of stevesbrewshop.com and I taste our 12th hop sampler. This week, the hops are Liberty, Azaka, and Yarilo. Will our taste buds measure up? Stay tuned. If you go to basicbrewing.com, you can find archives of our audio and video shows. And if you go to basicbrewingshop.com, you can find our DVDs, our brewer's logbooks, and other Basic Brewing gear. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Basic Brewing and find our show page there. On Facebook, we have a cool Basic Brewing app on iTunes and Amazon.com, and we're found all over the place for fine podcasts reserved up. And if you do us the favor of rating us on iTunes and leaving a nice comment, they say that that will help new listeners to find us. If you want to support us financially directly, check out patreon.com/basicbrewing. And thanks to everybody who's helping out in that way. If you go to patreon.com/basicbrewing, you can see a long list of stuff that you can access if you sign up as a supporter. Steve and I are planning to get together this week to shoot a couple of episodes of Basic Brewing video. We'll taste my clone of Two-Hearted Ale that was fermented with Oslo from Bootleg Biology. It was fermented on my 90-degree Fahrenheit porch. It's 32C. We'll check back on my golden ale that I pitched Imperial's Suburban Brett into back when I brewed it at the first of the year. So looking forward to tasting how the flavors are coming along after several months in the bottle. Speaking of which, there's fun news from our friends and sponsors at Imperial Organic Yeast. I alluded to it last week. Coming soon to your local homebrew shop is Imperial A40 Bubbles. Bubbles is a traditional cider strain that Casey at Imperial says would be beautiful for fruit-based fermentations. And Bubbles is Imperial's first 100% gluten-free offering. So zero-tolerance folks should be excited about that. Casey says that this is also Imperial's first foray into the world of yeast strains meant to ferment fruit juice, so they're very interested in how y'all receive it. Steve and I are already planning cider and fruit juice wines and stuff like that. So Bubbles isn't for beer fermentations, but it's said to ferment very clean with fruit, especially at the lower end of the temperature range, which will allow the nuances of the fruit to be prominent, which sounds delicious. I was just thinking the other day that making a cider would be great for fall. So ask your local homebrew shop about A40 Bubbles, gluten-free, from our friends at Imperial Organic Yeast. Let's take a look into the mailbag. Butch writes in and says, I'm just getting restarted with homebrewing after some time away and also just restarted listening to BBR. So welcome back, Butch. Butch says, I loved it when I brewed before, and listening again has gotten me excited about getting going again. Well, that's great. Butch says, I'm wondering if you can give me some advice on ways to control fermentation temperature. Is a particular way you use or a gadget you recommend? In my previous brewing, I just pitched and let it sit at whatever the ambient temperature of my closet was, but this time around, I'd like to pay more attention to the temps. Any insights would be awesome. Thanks for the note, Butch. Welcome back to the obsession. Hobby. temperature control can be tricky, but there are some solutions out there. When I want to keep a fermentation cool, I use a temperature controller that I plug my kegerator into. And that way it's super easy to dial in the exact temperature where I want. You can use a kegerator, or if you have room, you can use a deep freeze. Freezer. The downside is that I have to make room in my kegerator for the fermenter, so that makes, you know, some scheduling efforts necessary. And you also have to have room for the cooling device, the refrigerator device. In the wintertime, I have a small bathroom that keeps pretty warm, so I don't have to worry too much about wintertime temperatures. However, if you've got a cold house in the winter, there are electric heating belts and wraps that you can use pretty easily, and those can be found online. The good news is, on the hot weather side of things, the good news is the advent of these Kvike strains. I've fermented delicious beer using Loki and Kviking from Imperial and Oslo from Bootleg Biology. They were basically fermented at or near body temperature out on the porch and in my my electric brewing system that I used as a sous vide. In the past, using traditional yeast strains, you'd expect those beers that were fermented hot to be, you know, kind of nasty. So that's good news for us in regions where the summer gets hot. And is apparently going to stay hot longer. Here it is, mid to late September, and it's going to be 90 degrees Fahrenheit or 32 C again today. I'm ready for fall. I'm ready for cooler temperatures. So there are devices out there that you can use to maintain your fermentation temperature. And with the new, quote-unquote, new yeast strains becoming available on the scene, we won't have to worry as much, at least on the hot side. So welcome back, Butch. And I hope you brew some tasty beers coming up. And if you're looking for brewing gear to help you maintain the proper temperatures, you can think of our friends and sponsors, Desiree and Dave from High Gravity in Tulsa. If you go to highgravitybrew.com, you can see that Desiree and Dave stock an amazing amount of equipment. They are a full-service homebrew shop. On highgravitybrew.com, I found an assortment of brewing belts and wraps and temperature controls, both analog and digital, even a temperature controller that you can use if you want to build your own DIY walk-in cooler, which would be cool, literally. Maybe you could make a Christopher walk-in cooler. Sorry. And, of course, there are all the electric brewing system options to take the pain out of propane. High Gravity has their own Warthog brand systems and controllers. That's what I use. But they also have systems from Blickman and other manufacturers, from 5 gallons to 2 barrels, and from single vessel to 3 vessel systems. HighGravityBrew.com has you covered. And if you use the code EBC75BB, you can save $75 off your High Gravity electric gear purchase. It's getting to be brewing season again, so get set up at HighGravityBrew.com. Family owned and operated, HighGravityBrew.com. Okay, it's hard to believe that it's already our 12th hop sampler. This week, Steve Wilkes and I, Steve of stevesbrewshop.com, and I tackle Liberty, Azaka, and Yarrow. Steve Wilkes, welcome back to Basic Brewing Radio.
Thanks, James. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's been a while since we've done one of these hop sampler dealies. This is hop sampler number 12,
jeez,
I think.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. And we got you Liberty, we got your Azaka, and we got you Yarrow.
Yeah, this will be interesting in that I've never brewed and therefore never tasted directly two of the three.
Oh.
So I'm excited about this. Brewed with, I should have said.
Now, if this is the first hop sampler that you've tuned into, we have method to our madness. We're doing a blind tasting here. We've put duct tape over the caps of these three beers that we're tasting, and we've got them in three different cups. And I've brewed, these are extract beers. They're 1 gallon batches. What I do is I take 3 quarts of water, and I warm it up a little bit, and then I put into each of these three batches, I put 1 pound or 450 grams of Pilsen Light dry malt extract. And I bring that just up to the boil, and then I add the featured hop, a single hop in each beer. And then I ferment with 3 grams of USO5 in a 1 gallon jug. And then my wife and I, we bottle these beers. You get a 6-pack of each of these. And I prime with the carb drop, the Cooper's. Is it carb drops? Is that the little candy-looking things?
Yeah, they look like little whorehound candies.
Watch your mouth. Just talking about Shaft.
Down.
These have different bitterness. The Liberty was at 4.3% alpha acid. The Azaka was at 13% alpha acid. And the Yarolo was at 15.7%. So what I did was I added a full ounce of Liberty pellets. Once the wort comes up to a boil, just as it comes up to the boil, I add the hops and I set it aside for 30 minutes. I left that part out. So I set it aside for 30 minutes and then I chill it and then I pitch the yeast. So I added an ounce of Liberty, which is 28 grams, 9.25 grams of Azaka, and 4.25 grams of Yarolo to kind of even out the bitterness a bit. If you took them to a lab, you might get you might get different results, but you know, it's an estimation. That's what it is.
And an estimation is what it is. So we sampled all three of the beers, and they're tasty. They aren't quite as carbonated as we might like. They hadn't had quite enough time to come up to full carb drop 9, you know.
Yeah.
But they're actually all tasty. What I'm surprised about is how much the flavors blend together as we taste them across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they're very similar. They're very similar in bitterness level, I think.
Yeah, I do too. So there you go.
And they could have used a few more days in the bottle, bottle conditioning. But you know, we scheduled our shoot with our Sati video today, so we decided to get this under our belts as well, literally. So tasting number one. I'm going to taste again, number one.
Taste again like we did last night.
I'm going to say it's very, very fruity.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get this on the first tasting, but do I get a little bit of mint, I want to say? Or maybe,
yeah, I could.
Plant that
in my memory bank.
Yeah, what are you getting?
I get a little mint. I'm more keyed into that it's a very soft. The characteristic is very soft to me. So the other two seem to have more of a. They have a more of a bitterness in the back of my throat. This one seems to be very soft on my palate. Mm. So I'm not sure what that means, but that's what I pick up the most from this. So it has a very soft character. And yeah, I think it has a little bit of mint or fresh herb.
Mm-hmm.
There's an herbiness to it that's real nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd go with that. It's not quite a spice. Or, of course, spices could be a lot of things from, oregano to cinnamon to
right.
to clove to whatever. They're all spices. But it's not kind of a savory vegetal, and it's not even vegetal. Mint, maybe mint is the is the thing. It's kind of fruity,
yeah.
Like a little bit of tropical fruity, maybe not citrus, maybe not grapefruit, but maybe just a kind of a mango-y, tropical fruity, kind of with a little bit of mint. I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of get more like that, like a little bit of a winter mint lifesaver.
Hmm.
Just a little bit.
Huh.
Once you said that, it's like, yeah, that's what I'm getting. So, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the randomly picked beer. Number one, we don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is, but I like it.
Yeah,
I like the flavor of it. I like what it does to the beer, and so in no particular order.
Yeah,
I'll read to you, and you out there in listening land. And by the way, Bobby, I can see what you're doing. Oh wait, sorry, that was Romper Room. Sorry, wrong show. This is Liberty. So,
and which reminds me of that insurance company. That either has the most brilliant or the stupid jingle. Have you heard that?
No.
It goes, Liberty, Liberty, oh. Liberty, 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 Liberty. And it's like, you either want to fire or give a bonus to the guy who wrote that jingle or gal.
It's stuck in your head.
Because I know it.
Yeah.
But it's so simple. It's like, well, I could have done that, but maybe not. How many focus groups did that go through? Okay, so Liberty, this is randomly from Hops. These first two are from hopslist.com. This is the descriptor. Now comes the reading of the descriptor for Liberty.
Reading number one. All stands up. All sits down. Born in 1983, Liberty is half-sister to Crystal. Oh, yes, she is.
She
Ultra and Mount Hood. And the I'm not going to go there. It originates from Hallertauer Mittelfrau and a disease-resistant German aroma male. Well, you know, after the war, they sprayed everybody down. Liberty's yield is low, but it still enjoys popularity, especially in the U.S. It is a genetically sterile variety. That's because of that German aroma male. And it is genetically sterile variety and not suitable for breeding.
Aw.
Harvest Moon Brewery uses Liberty liberally. How'd you like I said that?
Good job.
Uses Liberty liberal. I can't do it again. Liberty liberally in their Full Moon Pale Ale along with Cascade. Given its heritage, it's no wonder Liberty is likened characteristically to noble hops.
Noble hops.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I use Liberty in a couple of the kits I sell.
Hmm.
And oddly enough, they happen to be a couple of the most popular kits I sell.
Oh, which are those?
The cream ale kit and, there's another one I can't remember off the top of my head right now, but the cream ale kit for sure. And I use Liberty and I think Willamette together in it.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's great. It's a great combo.
Oh, nice. So the descriptor that we should stick in our head for Liberty is sort of noble. The noble variety, the old style European hops.
Yes, I was going to go with German aroma male. think East German train, 1963, long train ride.
I always wait for that in the dog show, you know, on the TV, the German aroma male.
That's right.
Now entering the breed, German aroma male.
Not suitable for breeding.
Well, that's one less part they have to inspect. Okay, so we're going to
number one.
We're going to sample number two. Oh, that's quite different.
It's very different. It's a bolder version of number one in some ways.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more going on.
I'm getting more. There's kind of a tangerine with this one.
Yeah, it's more citrusy. I get some black pepper notes at the end. It's a little more bitter. A little more complex. And it definitely seems to be a little bit more in my face. You know, it just kind of really hits you. The hop character kind of smacks at you.
I agree.
And I don't know if that has to do with the alpha acids perhaps this is one of the high alpha acid ones, and it just
I expertly balanced them with my mathematics skills, which may be wrong.
Well,
and I went and compared it against the first one, and the first one is a little more sort of earthy to me. It's got kind of a darker character. In a good way. I mean, a good way. These are all three delicious beers, but the second one is, I'm gonna stick with tangerine. Grapefruit has very specific character,
mm-hmm.
Where it's citrusy, but it's got that biting citrus to it. And pineapple also has I've gotten to where if I go to a salad bar in a restaurant and I'm standing by the pineapple, I get thirsty for an American IPA because it just smells like a beer now. Do you have that experience where food used to like just smell like the food that it is, and now it smells like a beer?
Well, it's actually more my closet. It kind of smells like a beer. I don't know.
Those are those skunky beers that your customers say, "What did I do wrong?
What did I do wrong?"
They don't bring you the good ones.
Well, some do.
For legal disclaimer.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it's kind of juicy and tangerine-y, and the first one still good, but is more of a subdued fruit flavor, more of kind of an earthy kind of. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting as much mint as I did before, but there's a couple variables going on. These beers are warming up as we're going along, and then we maybe, you know, our palate is changing as we go back and forth, you know, with these beers.
I just. I'm just struck at how much more complex number two is than number one, which is usually the case.
Usually spend more time with number two than number...
That's right. Okay.
Okay.
How about descriptor, a courtesy read?
Descriptor number two from hopslist.com.
This is Azaka. Named after the Haitian god of agriculture, Azaka... is one of a new brood of dwarf bittering hops. Descended directly from Toyo Midori.
Oh, that's... Great, wow.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. The greater percentage also includes Summit and Northern Brewer. The greater parentage, sorry. Here I get the hard word. Its greater parentage also includes Summit and Northern Brewer. Even with its high alpha acids... Azaka still works well as a dual-purpose hop, dual-use hop, giving off a pleasant mix of tropical fruits kissed with citrus. On the palate, it's particularly spicy with mango, pineapple, and some pine and tangerine-esque qualities.
Ooh.
It has also been likened in nature to some New Zealand bred varieties.
Huh. Okay.
So...
There you go.
Yeah.
So you said the word tangerine.
Yep.
Tangerine.
And I was picking up some pineapple, and I was picking up... I'm kind of leaning toward number two, even though it's not time for that yet.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Azaka.
Azaka.
Just, I want to say Neil Sedaka, but that's another thing.
I bet Neil Sedaka likes Azaka.
He might. Sedaka is back. Isn't that the one? Sedaka is the one. What do they say at the end of Love Will Keep Us Together? Da 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 da. Sedaka is the. Whatever. I'll cut that part out.
Okay.
That's too nerdy. All right. Sampling number three.
Okay. That's good too.
It's good and it's different. Ooh. Uh-huh. You know, I pre read the descriptors, and there's one descriptor that. That you haven't read yet that I'm thinking of as I'm drinking this beer. And I'm wondering if you can, if you're tasting what I'm tasting.
I'm kind of getting some, wow. I'm kind of picking up some kind of softer fruits, like maybe some banana, some... You kind of taste this in a wheat beer.
Bananas is what I'm, it's what I'm tasting too. And it could be, you know, it could be we're just, I don't think so. It's so strong. I've never, when I read that descriptor, when I copied and pasted this descriptor, and this one is from Yakima Valley Hops of Yarlo, one of the things is banana. And I was like, banana. Who's gonna? We're not gonna taste banana, but I taste banana.
Who too? Huh?
Now watch, we'll be completely wrong, but there is kind of a creamy character, and you hit it. It's a soft fruit flavor.
Yeah. Of course now I've kind of read it, so it may have planted it, but there is kind of a, like that soft kind of pears and bananas, and I still get kind of some black pepper, some spiciness in it. So, and that would make sense because they do mention saisons, that it works well in saisons and other Belgian beers. That would make sense. And I kind of taste that in it. That's really nice. I'm not sure. I like all three of these. I might like that one the best.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I've gone back and I've tasted all three of them again. And number three is more complex than number two. Number two is more complex than number one.
Mm-hmm.
They're all good, and I would drink a pint of all three, which I shall when they carbonate,
yeah.
given time to carbonate. But yeah, the number three is really interesting and multi-layered, and it does have a little bit of banana character. Of course, we'll be embarrassed when this is all wrong. But
well, yeah, for sure. Shall I read?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so this is from Yakima Valley Hops. This is their description
of Yarlo.
Of Yarlo. Named after the Slavic god of fertility. that's who I was named after.
It's another god.
I'm telling you. Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying. I'm looking at respect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yarlo is a unique variety bred by the ADHA. ADHA, yeah. That's what I thought I had. With can't get them straight. With Summit as its mother, Yarlo was originally used in lots of lagers and pilsners, but has been successfully used in everything from Weissens to IPAs. It has a unique banana character that's happy to see you. It has a unique banana character that plays well with wheats and Weissens, but it's also inherited its mother's spicy notes, which are perfectly suited for Saisons and other Belgian styles. Yarlo has been used as a bittering hop in pale ales and IPAs, lending a fresh fruit aroma of pears and oranges.
Hmm.
Boy, that just sounds like number three to me.
Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe I'm talking myself into each of these because they're listed, you know, in front of me. But I kind of think that number one is the kind of less fruity, less, you know, more noble kind of thing. Number two is kind of tangerine to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then number three is banana.
I'm gonna do that too. I agree with you. However, my very first impression, I thought number two was Liberty.
Oh.
But I'm not voting that way.
Well,
so I'm gonna have it both ways.
Well,
but I'm convinced that one, two, and three is in order.
Hmm.
That's my official vote.
In the past, you've changed your mind like that, and you've been...
Well, I know,
you've regretted it, but we're sticking with it.
I'm
we're together.
It.
Number one, we're going to say is Liberty. You're taking the thing off.
It's Liberty. Number one's Liberty.
Oh, my goodness.
God, could we...
I got a tingle. I'll be right back.
Number two is Azaka.
Oh, my God!
We did it.
That's amazing.
This might be the first time ever.
Well, that we both...
Both of us...
You and Drew got it right
and
last time.
Number three is Yarlo.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Now, this is the first time that I can recall that the descriptors really nailed the character of the hop.
I agree. Yeah. That unequivocally, the flavors that were described are the flavors that we perceived.
Yeah, and it's completely random. I mean, I stuck the labels on the beers, mm-hmm. on the top of the beers, and I randomized them, you know, when I put them in the six pack, and then when I brought them up, I had you randomize them again.
Yep.
But they came out in the way that I listed them on my brewer's logbook, and the way that they were listed on that's odd, but completely random, and you know. Surely they, after all the times we've gotten everything wrong, they would trust us that we're doing this. They were not monkeying with this.
No, it's completely legit. That's really crazy, but absolutely. And I would say that when I first tasted it, I thought number two was Liberty. I remember it being a little stronger, but again, the way that you did the test, you know, the way that I might brew a beer with Liberty might make it stronger. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so
this isn't necessarily entirely demonstrative of how the hop will perform in your particular beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because how you, the strength that you use it, the length of time you boil it, whether you use it as a dry hop or a bittering hop or flavor hop, those are variables that we're not dealing with.
Right.
We're just trying to pick out the basic flavor components that we find in that hop.
Mm-hmm.
So, but having said that, they're all three great. My favorite in terms of just the flavor profile on today's test was the Yarraloo.
It was it's really good.
Yeah.
It's a fresh banana character, and it's not an artificial banana like is in my least favorite Halloween candy were those dadgum yellow squares, the little banana squares.
Yeah, I love those things.
Oh, God.
Because they're wax.
Well, okay, well, this year we need to trick-or-treat together, because I'll give you those.
Okay, I'll take them.
If you'll give me your Smarties.
You can have this. I hate Smarties.
Oh, we're the perfect pair.
Oh, my God.
We're the perfect
you
Halloween
can have all my trick-or-treat. Smarties.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we got to go. Okay, we got to dress as ourselves.
Okay. It won't be a problem. Except we're all dressed like you and you can dress like me. Go scare our wives.
It's good. Well, this is... But can you imagine a Hefeweizen with a Yarraloo?
Yeah.
Added, like, maybe as a hop stand at the end of it to boost that banana flavor.
Absolutely, I can. And I can see it in a Hefe. I could see it in a hazy IPA.
Mixed with other you can make a real fruit salad.
Yeah.
You know, mixing maybe Yarraloo and a Zaka, you know, because you got the tangerine and you got the banana.
Yep.
You know, and then maybe you get some of the American hops, the sea hops to get some grapefruit in there.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Heck yeah, it'd be good. Or you could go into some German hops with Huelmelon or Mandarina Bavaria. Something like that would be good.
Yeah.
Or, back into the American hops, like Denali, Calypso, Glacier. Any of those would mix really well with this.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Wow. Getting thirsty.
Yeah.
If we only had some beers.
And a salad bar. We'd get out of the Wayback Machine. It was like 1978.
Well, I guess the last time I experienced that was at one of those Who Hut places or Who Hot or what, you know, one of those things where you fill a bowl full of different stuff
then
you take it to the guys and they cook it on the flat grill thing.
Yeah.
That's where they had like all this tropical fruit, you know. I was like, oh, I'm thirsty. I wish I could have a beer. It's lunchtime and I'm at work. There you go. Well, Steve, this has been Steve of stevesbrewshop.com. This has been fun.
Yeah, this was a good episode, I think.
Yeah.
Very instructive.
Yeah.
And for once, not totally defeating.
Yeah. Yeah, for once I felt really confident about my selections, and it came true.
That's right.
So, yeah, there you go. Virtual high five. That was awkward.
That was not good.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, James.
Well, thanks again to Steve. Hop sampler number 13 is in the bottle, waiting. And that tasting will be coming up before you know it. In the meantime, if you have brewing questions, show suggestions, or just want to say howdy, write to James at basicbrewing.com or just fill out the contact form on basicbrewing.com. And please don't forget to tell us where you're from. Check out our mobile-friendly shop at basicbrewingshop.com. Thanks to everybody supporting us through our Patreon page. Special goodies coming your way. Check that out at patreon.com/basicbrewing. That's all until next time. Until then, thanks for listening, everybody. I'm James Spencer. Production help for Basic Brewing Radio and our website is provided by Kelly Dodson. Basic Brewing Radio is a production of Active Voicing. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. So long.